Hi, this is Nikki Bell. Simon and I are running a series of workshops on all things fundraising. We'll be in Dublin, Edinburgh, London, and more, helping you raise more money from companies and individuals. We'll also help you overcome the introvert inside of you and find the confidence to get out there and connect with more people. The workshops are pay what you like, so you only have to pay if you feel like you've gained something from it, which we are positive you will. For more details, find me on Twitter at CharityNikki or at ToastFundraiser.
You're listening to Simon Scriver's amazingly ultimate fundraising superstar podcast, talking all things fundraising, charities, nonprofits, and more. Here's your host, as always, Simon Scriver.
Look at all these people enjoying their networking event, all comfortable, eating their canapes, judging me, laughing at me. If you're anything like me, then you're not a big fan of networking events. But networking events are essential for a fundraiser, not just to advance our career, but to get out there and meet more people. The more we put ourselves out there, the more potential donors, the more potential volunteers, the more potential corporate partners we meet. We have to put ourselves out there. And so I've worked very hard to make networking events not pleasurable, but more bearable and more effective. I've learned most of what I know from amazing networkers like Nikki Bell and Paul Nazareth, both of which I'm going to link to in the comments below this podcast. So let's start. What I want you to do this week when you're getting into the habit of attending networking events is I want you to find events that work for you. There's a number of places that we can find networking events for you to go to. Online, look at sites like Eventbrite and Facebook and even on Twitter and find networking events that are happening, where groups of people who are your potential target audience are coming together. Look at referrals. Talk to people you might know. Talk to people in the same space or in the area or in the industries that you're trying to get into. If you have a corporate who you already have a good partnership with, ask them where they go to meet their peers. These are going to be great places to open doors to other people like that. Look at business networks around you, your local chamber of commerce, perhaps umbrella organizations for certain industries that you're trying to get into. Talk to them and see what kind of networking events they have going on. And when all those fails, or on top of that, host your own. Organize your own networking event and get people in for wine or tea and cakes in your office or in any space you have access to, and invite local business leaders in to network. People want to go to networking events. There's weirdos out there that like to do that. But find an event that suits you. There's all sorts of events. So the style of them changes. Some of them are pretty formal and quite controlled. So they might give you a certain amount of time to talk to each person before you move on, like speed dating. They might really control how it's set up and encourage you to speak to people. And that can be great. Other networking events are a lot more free and easy and open. And it's up to you to work the room and go around and talk to people. Find one that you're comfortable with. On top of that, find an event that's going to have your audience. If you're a fundraiser, there's no point in only going to fundraising networking events because you're just going to be surrounded by other fundraisers. These are people who don't have much time, who don't have much money, and are too busy trying to raise money for their cause. So perhaps you're better at looking at the business networking events where your potential donors and potential corporate partners are going to be. Now, a big challenge with networking events and attending them is a mental challenge. We dread going to them and then we put them off and then they end up becoming harder to go to because we haven't gone to them originally. So we have to address the problems that are in our heads. There's two ways that I've found have really helped my perception of networking events. First of all, we have to remember that everyone at them is a human. They're human beings like you. They have personal interests, personal cares. They potentially don't want to be there and they potentially feel as uncomfortable as you do. One of my favorite opening lines at a networking event is, "Don't you hate networking events?" And everyone says, "Yeah, I absolutely do hate networking events." And then they're relieved to talk to you. The other thing besides remembering that everyone is human is to remember that you are the solution to everyone's problem in there. People go to business networking events because they want to get their brand out there. They want to find ways to engage their staff. They want to reach more customers. And that's what we as nonprofits do. We partner with corporates to help them reach a bigger market, to help them engage their staff. So when you walk into a room full of businesses and startups, what you're looking at is a room full of people who need your help, and you have a solution to their problem. These humans have problems that you can solve. And for me, that really helps the mindset coming into them. Now, before you go to one of these networking events, you might do a bit of research to see if you can find out who is going to them. Research the attendees and identify if there's anyone particular you need to zero in on, anyone in particular you need to get introduced to, or what else we can learn about the type of people that are going to these things. You might get to know the host as well. Introduce yourself to them personally. Remember, a host of a networking event, they are obliged. Their sole purpose at this is to make sure you get something out of it. Make sure you're comfortable, make sure you enjoy it, and make sure you come away not thinking it was a waste of time. So tell the host exactly what you're trying to get out of it, who you're trying to meet, the types of people you're trying to meet, or the specific people you're trying to meet. They will introduce you to it. Their purpose is to make sure you get something out of it. So use them wisely. On practical levels, when you're getting there, Nikki always talks about arriving early, or if you can't arrive early, arrive first. These are great tips because when you go into a room full of people, it can feel really uncomfortable, can't it? You see all these people who are already talking, who already look like they know what they're doing, and you just feel like a bit of a dick. Instead, if you're there early or first, then all these other people are coming in and they feel like a bit of a dick. And you can be the one that relieves that by actually going up and talking to them. Identify the loners. Look for the person on the edge of a group. Look for the person who's pretending to read the stupid materials that none of us actually want to read. These are people who are going to be relieved if you go up to and start talking to them. And when you're talking to them, think about how you want to talk to them. Remember, you want to connect with them on a personal level. You want to connect with them on a human level. So rather than not necessarily ask them what their company is or what they do, one of the questions that I love asking is, how do you spend your time? If you ask an open question like, how do you spend your time? Then if they choose to talk about their work, then you know that that's what they want to talk about. But instead, some people are going to talk about their skiing holiday. Some people are going to talk about what they're reading. Some people are going to talk about that shitty band that they play keyboards in. But how do you spend your time lets them guide the conversation and lets you tap into their interests and get to know them. And the more you tap into their interests and get to know them, the more they're going to like you. You want to try and get around to a few people at these networking events, so don't spend too much time with the people you know or the people you've already been talking about. Move on, but make sure you leave something memorable. My business card, I make sure I have blank space on the back that I can actually write down resources or web addresses or anything else we've been talking about in our conversation, so they have that to take away. Not only is it useful for them, but it makes me stand out in the pile of business cards that they might be taking away from here. But leave something else memorable. Try and find a way that you can follow up with them, something to continue the conversation, because we're going to follow up with them when we leave the office over the next few days. So over the next few days, we are going to follow up with them, connect with them on LinkedIn, send them a message to say nice to meet them, refer back to something you've talked to, bring that human element into it again, and think of the journey you want to take them on. Do you want to buy them a coffee and try and get to know them a little bit more? Do we want to do a bit of research? Do you want to invite them to the next event you're having? Think about what the strategy is for them. We want to start cultivating them in the same way we would cultivate any potential donors or any potential partners in our network. Make your network attendance a habit. The more you go to the same networking events, the easier it becomes because you get to know people and people get to know you. The first one is the hardest, I promise, because you're going into an environment which you don't know. But the second time you know exactly what the room's going to look like, you know exactly what the setup's, and you might see some friendly faces for the next time. Networking becomes easier. It's like a muscle. So make it a habit. Carve out this time, this one afternoon a month, or one afternoon every two weeks, or one evening, or one morning, whatever suits your schedule. Who the fuck is going to these morning networking things? It's insane. But find something that works for you and make it a habit to go to those. And most of all, if all else fails and you don't get any more connections out of these networking things, don't give up. Go to the next one. Just get what you can out of that one. Steal pastries, steal tea bags, or bring your own if you're in America because they have really, really crappy tea bags. Get what you can out of it and don't give up. Make it a habit because these are where some of the most wonderful, beautiful opportunities arrive. And connecting with more and more people is never a bad thing. It's good for us as humans. It's good for us in our career. And it's good for us as fundraisers.
Listening to Simon Scriver's Amazingly Ultimate Fundraising Superstar podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and head over to changefundraising.com to learn more or get in touch with Simon. Or don't, whatever, you're big enough to make your own decisions.
Hello, this is Morgan Freeman. For discounts on Simon's best-selling online fundraising courses, go to www.changefundraising.com/training and use coupon code podcast. Complete them in your own time, wherever you want. Get busy living or get busy buying.